Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are kids in this world who are different. Special. They go to school in a place you can't find on a map. And they're about to get a new classmate. Did you say Casey is your mom?
Why? Is that a weird thing to say?
Is this like Elixir Academy slang or something? Like a who's your daddy kind of thing?
No, that's not... Wait. Cyrus? Are you... really you?
Am I supposed to know what that means?
Because if you're not you, I can't have this conversation.
Did you hit your head during the quake?
I don't have a concussion. I'm serious. Are you really Cyrus Anders? My Cyrus Anders?
Well, I mean...
Oh, don't get all squirrely on me now.
It's squirrely?
See, there's this kid here, Penn. His mom is Dr. Solstice. He opens portals.
Portals?
And when you came here on the tour, I think maybe you were sucked through one.
Sucked through a portal in the basement?
And spit out in a coma. See, Casey said...
Casey... your mom.
No! Stop interrupting!
I'm just trying to understand.
Casey Dupree is here too. Or was. Where did she and Remy go? And Penn?
Who's Remy?
The point is, Cyrus, if it really is you, you got sucked through said portal and came out all... tall. So, I need to know if it's really you or some Cyrus from a different dimension.
It's me. At least I think it's me. How do you want me to prove it?
Name everyone in your immediate family. No, that's too easy. What was the meanest thing you've ever done to anyone in your family?
Easy, pushed Holiday off a roof. But I had to.
Okay. Who were you secretly calling when we were on the run?
Angelica Graves. Why are these all questions that make me look bad?
You tell me. What's your favorite food?
Green bean casserole.
That is disgusting. But correct. When did you know you had a crush on me?
After you had a crush on me first?
I did not.
You definitely did.
Sinus, you are so... so you. It's really you. I'm so glad you're here. Wow, you really are tall. And solid. You've been working out.
What's going on, Brinley?
Okay. I think I know how Casey got here. And why she's like 16.
I honestly don't know what you're talking about.
See, everyone in the school, they just suddenly show up one day and they don't remember how they got here.
Katie told me that was her story too.
Katie, Cyrus, with a D. Casey, Cadence, Cavendish. All the same person. Don't ask me how, but-
I think I know how.
You do?
Call me crazy, but I think it's time travel. That's the secret of the island. It's time travel. They come and go through portals, right? You've seen it.
Once. Twice, if you count the gators.
And I guess I got up close and personal with one, too.
You?
I got sucked in and seemingly spit back out right away, but...
But you're taller and older? And definitely more buff. Anyway,
I was gone for a lot longer. What if I went somewhere else? Or maybe... somewhen else.
When?
Whoa. What if I visited Thomas Edison's workshop? Or witnessed the building of the pyramids, or...
I tell you that the teenage version of my mother beamed here from the 80s to torment me, and you're thinking about some old dude with a light bulb?
Tell me about the portal you saw.
Okay, well, there's this creep who works at Elixir. His name is Kazu. He got sucked through thanks to Penn, aka the baby, and Casey, our Casey, aka the battery.
Wait, what?
Then a kid shows up at the school with no memory. A kid named Kazu.
Wolfgang Pauli.
No, Kazu.
Cybot?
Wolfgang Pauli, an Australian theoretical physicist and pioneer of quantum physics.
The Pauli exclusion principle states that two more identical particles cannot occupy the same quantum state. To put it in simple terms, if you
have... Don't bother. It means there can't be two Kazus in the same time. So one goes to the past...
And another comes out of it.
Like my mom?
There's a boat coming.
Hide! It could be Dr. Solstice!
Who?
Cyrus! Brindley!
Jude! What are you doing? You're in no shape to drive a boat!
I've let this go on too long. I'm heading back to the island. I'm going to talk to Solstice and the headmaster face to face before anyone else gets hurt.
Jude! Wait!
We'll come with you!
I'll see you soon!
Jude! Jude! Ugh!
So, should we find your mother?
Ugh, I can't see a thing. Hey! Brindley? Guys! Kinda can't see where I'm going. Wanna maybe holler so I could follow a voice or something? Hello? Is anyone there? Great. No thanks for cutting the electricity, Casey.
No, you did it!
Amazing! Thank you so much, Casey!
Brindley probably told them to abandon me. She was so weird before.
Is that a light? I thought it killed the power.
Okay, there's a lever on the cave wall, and I am going to be dumb enough to pull it.
Clearly been spending way too much time with Brindley. I'm even mumbling to myself. Okay, here goes. What is this?
It looks like the inside of a spaceship or something.
Please look directly into the retinal scanner.
Okay.
Access granted.
Okay.
Where are we? Remy? Penn? Oh, great. Thought I could zap my way out of the portal. And maybe I did. Only it's just me. And I'm in the headmaster's house again? Let's do this. Ugh. Headmaster, you in here? Ugh. I shorted out? How? I'm not afraid of you. Let's do this.
At ease, Casey.
It's just us. Mr. Anders? Dr. Anders?
Welcome to the party, kiddo.
Hey, now that you've listened to this week's episodes, head on over to the GZM Rewind feed to hear me and the creators talk about the latest episodes with special guests, including cast members and superfans.
Shh,
GZM shows Imagination Amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, I'm Amy.
I'm Oded.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Alma.
And we're a GZM family.
Join us and listen to Fourth and Inches.
Here we go, brownies. Here we go.
Do you wish this was you? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more. And you may hear your GZM family at the end of a podcast. Let your voice be heard at gzmshows.com/shoutout.